From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Have you ever wondered why your immune system doesn't fight certain diseases like cancers the same way it fights colds or infections? Each cell in your body has tiny markers on its surface called epitopes, which your immune system uses to verify that that cell belongs in your body. If your immune system finds epitopes that aren't recognized, such as those on infectious bacteria, fungi, or virus, it produces special proteins called antibodies. Antibodies attach themselves to the epitopes on the foreign body and signal your immune system to destroy it. But what if your own cells go bad? For example, in cancers, a population of your own cells starts to grow and divide out of control. Since cancer cells are made by your own body, your immune system won't normally launch an attack. Scientists have discovered a clever way to fool your immune system into destroying your own bad cells. The process is called monoclonal antibody treatment. Monoclonal antibodies are antibodies created in a lab in mass quantities designed to attach to one specific epitope. The antibodies are then transfused into a patient where they attach to any cell that has the matching surface epitope. The antibodies trigger the patient's immune system to destroy the attached cells. For example, monoclonal antibodies specific against epitopes on breast tissue cells can be used to treat breast cancer by inducing the patient's immune system to attack the cancer-filled breast tissue. Monoclonal antibody treatments are already being used to treat several types of cancer and autoimmune diseases. While there is still much to learn about monoclonal antibodies, they hold great promise for the treatment of formerly difficult-to-treat diseases. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger, with help from Kenneth Nephew in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.